barely see the sign red on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be right. I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times. Oh, by the time I make another cut, she'll be working and she'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet good thing a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name out loud. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer and she didn't know, oh, that I would really go.
Come on.
Believe I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah, but this heart of mine just can't take no more. You should have known what you were doing to the man, yeah, 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 yeah. You see, when I left, baby, I left a piece of my heart, oh, yeah. You know, you know, you know, you know you took, baby, you know you. You took the greatest part, yeah, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna make it, oh no. But I gotta go on. I'm gonna miss all the sweet loving and the good times. But the good times, word is heaven, don't know the bad times are here. You really, really.
really put the hurt on me, yes, you did. I'm a prisoner of your love, and I just won't ever be free, no, no, no. So it's my bye. Oh, mama, mama, mama.
Talk to him, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're witnessing what we have to present, and that is Studio W, Lowell Radio. Permanent album by the time I get to Phoenix. None other than Isaac Hayes. Man, look. This is Studio W with The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting. Found anywhere around the world. Look, I would invite you to go and tell somebody. Tell somebody this is the place to be. Because coming up, you might as well kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy 3 hours of cultural excellence with yours truly and none other than my co-host, D.A. Waymaker. Special guest.
Hey.
None other than the Do Right Band, Ezell D. Diller, though. Backed by popular demand. The Do Right Man. Come on.
Yes, Hey,
everybody,
hey, everybody, hey, y'all. Hey. So you can't
do it
wrong when
you're
doing it right.
Look.
That's the only way to do it.
Man, look. Hey, welcome, everyone. This is Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence, and we come to you each and every Wednesday. Hey, mark your calendars, man, because this is something you don't want to miss. Cultural excellence means something. It means something to us because we're going to showcase and expose the culture around us that is some of the best and some of the finest and some you may not have heard of before. And so we, cultural excellence also encompasses music, art, entertainment, education, and business. And so the music is certainly a business and incorporates all of those. Now, welcome to the set. Without further ado, the Do Right Man. Hey, my friend, how are you?
If I do it right, I ain't got to do it wrong at all.
You ain't got to do it wrong.
Yes, sir. This is your boy, the Texas Soul Do Right Man on WB, The Buzz. Global entertainment all around the world with the co-host, the Waymaker himself, and Mr. William. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, give him a hand of applause.
Oh, yes, sir. You know what? Hey, thank you, because that is well deserved, because let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
When I met the Waymaker, okay, several months ago, and he was supposed to only be on for 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And never left. I say, man, what a gift, because the Waymaker and I, we talk practically every day and sometimes twice a day. And we want to showcase to the world. Waymaker, you can speak for yourself, but showcase to the world what we bring to, from this, what we trying to disseminate from this network to our global audience. Waymaker, thank you, my friend, for being, look, more than a value, but a partner, my co-host. And yeah, it is an absolute pleasure to have you, Mr. Do Right Man. And I hope I pronounce your name properly. Ezell Z. Dillard.
Ezell Dillard. Yeah, that's
man. Right. Hey, I like that name, man. You got to write a song about Ezell.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah, the promised one.
Okay. Hey, you know, oh boy, I've got to give an acknowledgement also. We talk about a cultural excellence in business, man. I want to share something with you. And so recently, if you guys notice, I'm sporting a new pair of glasses, right? And
right,
being behind these computers, right, several hours a day, you know, it kind of puts a strain in your eyes, and I needed to get some glasses, okay? And I think they're kind of cool anyway. So, and so I went to this place called America's Best. And, my man Hunter, you know, and my girl Beth, and then there was, Asia and so many other, in other words, it was a great place to shop. And not only that, they were friendly, they were courteous, and the doctor is excellent. She's also excellent. And folks, and I know you may not be in this area, but there's America's Best all around the country, I believe. And this one happens to be, right up on Midlothian Turnpike here in Richmond, Virginia. So any of my fellow Virginians that wants to get a good place, a good pair of glasses or contacts or whatever it is, this is the place you want to be. When you walk in, they let you know that, hey, you're welcome here. And so that's on Midlothian Turnpike here in Richmond, Virginia. Folks, look it up. You can Google it. Hunter is the general manager, just a great guy. And Beth, she is so friendly, just a really nice place. So, hey, Hunter, I told you we were going to do that for you because I really appreciate good service. We spending our hard-earned money. I appreciate good service. So we're going to get to the Do Right Man, I promise you, but also kick back, grab a glass, because Do Right, I really want to acknowledge some other fabulous artists that have blessed us and graced us with this network. Would you say so, D.A.?
Absolutely. Outstanding artists. And I'm excited about them being on this network, and I'm looking forward to future endeavors.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, Duray, we promise you the bulk of this entire conversation is all about you, my brother. But we really want to thank some other people who have graced us with us.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Well, let's start with this one right here. Gina Jones with Sir Charles, hey, Trill Ryan.
come on.
Remember when you took me to that trail ride, man?
Oh, wait.
They done turned you up, bro.
Man, I forgot.
Just good stuff, man.
The prettiest little girl ever seen. Mm-hmm. I like that trail ride, bro.
You like that?
Hey. Let me tell you what happened.
Let's go.
Went down to the country.
Yes.
To a trail ride. Me and Gina in the dooley. Sipping on moonshine. I was so amazed. So amazed. By what I seen. Everybody on a trail ride. Country gent like me. I hopped out of my dooley. And started slinging the blues. These folks ride horses the same way I do. Cheetah Jones, I was so amazed for what I seen. I even got me a pretty little girl to dance with me. Oh, ain't nothing like a trail ride. Nothing like a trail ride in the country, y'all. In the country, y'all. Moonshine. Say we're getting messed up.
When
can join in if you like. But I'ma need y'all ladies to come out here on this dance floor. We about to show these men how much of a mess we can really be. Y'all ready? Well, it goes something like this. Roll it to the right.
Bounce back. Now keep.
Oh, hey, welcome back. That's Miss Aretta. We just went through a few artists there. Hey, welcome back to the set. Hey, D.A., the Waymaker, my co-host, man. We had to showcase, and we're going to do that throughout the program, but the majority of music, we're going to play everything that we've got, and we can find by Do Right Man. We're going to do that, and we want to reintroduce him to the audience that has been listening to us on a regular basis and introduce him to a brand new listeners. Mr. Do Right Man, like I said, back by popular demand. I think you've been back more than anybody on this network.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. I don't know. Now, are you slipping a few coins in Waymaker's pocket, or are you just that damn good? And I'm going to just answer that. I think you're just that damn good because I'm always asking about you anyway. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for taking it.
I do shake his hand time or two.
Yes, sir. That sounds like you're getting ready to write another song there.
Real talented brother. Real talented.
Extremely. Yes, man, yes, true story. And it happened even today. I walk into just different places, you know, when I'm out shopping or buying or wherever I'm at. And so I take advantage of that. So I say, if I'm spending money here, these people going to know who I am. And so I introduce, I'll guarantee when I walk out of a store, a clerk or two or manager or whoever it is, they're going to have the app on their phones. All right. I'm not leaving. I'm spending money. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So they're going to, I pay them. They're going to have to pay me. Oh, well, I look at it. This is a two-way street here. So anyway, so I asked him, I said, you ever heard of the Do Right Man? And he said, no. I said, you ever heard of Jeter Jones? No. Nigel Perkins? No. Miss Connie Moe? I mean, Miss Aurette. And so I know in certain areas, and the point that I'm getting to, in certain areas, this Southern soul, I mean, just resurgence is kind of in certain areas, like you're in
East Texas.
Okay, got a story about that a little bit later on too. But anyway, but there's certain areas, but Waymaker and I, we are committed to spreading this around the world.
That's right.
And so everywhere I go, I'm asking, you heard about these guys, right? And I walk into a store, I'll have your music playing. I said, you like that? They said, yeah. I said, you know what? Awesome. You can find that on this radio station. And I happen to know the guy that owned it. They said, what?
Yeah.
I said, go and download this app. You know, blah, blah, blah. Get them excited. And then I hand them a card. Then they find out then that this is my station. Yeah.
You all know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Waymaker can appreciate because he does stuff like that too all the time. But anyway,
I'm committed to everybody I run across to turn them on to WB, Studio W, The Buzz. I mean, everybody I run across. I done made a commitment that this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm a part of, and we got such great talent on Studio W that everybody should know about it.
Absolutely. And I'm excited because we've got something that most stations don't have. They don't have this. I mean, this is unique. I love it. What we're going to do, I'm going to play a song by the Do Right Man, and then we're coming back, and then he's going to tell you and reintroduce himself and introduce himself to you, our audience. Hey, thank you. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. This is Cultural Extras with yours truly, WB and the Waymaker.
He don't want to fix your dinner.
Come on now. Come on.
And he knows you've been working all week. He don't want to romance you.
Man, this is real good.
Cause he's playing video games. He don't even know his own car.
He don't own his own car.
And he don't have no job. And you are the only one paying all the bills. When you're telling your friends he's the one, I'll be your big old man.
Come on, son.
Big old man, baby. I'll be your
like a sugar daddy, cause I'm something sweet. I'll be your plumber, cause I can fix that leak. I'll be your lumberjack, cause I got them wood. I am your night queen, so you can sleep real. I'll catch that light bill, and I'll wash that car. I'll buy you an outfit, cause you're my little star.
My twink, twink.
Oh, how I love it.
Yes, I love it.
When you call me Big Papa,
hey.
I'm like a calculator, cause I'm your problem solver. Ooh-wee, baby.
I'll be your B-O-M.
Yes, I will.
Guarantee. You always got to tell him what to do.
I'm here to give you what you need.
No, he don't know about the man in the boat.
I'm here to please you.
How to make that man roll
every night and day.
When it comes to your body, girl,
when it comes to your body,
can he make your body sing?
Yeah,
ooh, wee, baby. No,
and every time. When it comes to making love, that young man don't know the doggone thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be your B-O-M.
Oh, you young ladies
been waiting. I'll be your B-O-M.
For big old man.
I'll be your B-O-M.
A Texas soul.
Country boy. I'll do what a young
That's
man
who
can.
I am.
Ooh-wee, baby.
I'll be your B-O-M.
He can't do it like I do.
I'll be your B-O-M.
No, 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 no.
I'll be your B-O-M.
Yeah.
I'll do it a young man can.
Tina Jones, the king of trail rides.
I'll be your B-O-M.
Oh, yes. B-O-M. Hey, welcome back. Wow. Duray.
Yes, sir.
Good Lord. Okay.
Oh, he messing. He messing now.
Yeah, I like it. I like to take a little stick and put it in the ant bed and see how they stir up and see how they run out there. Yeah. Yes, sir.
he make a poor man get another job.
Yes, sir.
Man, and these songs are all originals. Am I correct?
All original. Yes, sir.
I think that's absolutely incredible. Great music. The background. Now, you work off of tracks or you have a band behind you?
Actually, that was a track on that piece right there, produced by the boy, the home guy. Well, I call him home guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't call no boy, a man, a boy.
Okay.
So, but, his name was City Boy Pete. And,
City Boy.
City Boy Pete and Gita Jones graced the microphone. You know, we always pay homage to the king. So he gave me an opportunity to sing on side of it, but I wrote the entire song, but he wrote his verse. So, it was a great piece, a great idea. And like I say, that is an original piece. And I would like to do something for you. We got to give tribute to Derek Changeman Smith. Without him, all of these artists would not have came to this platform. So we got to take time out and give him that homage because he was the great man that led the way.
I
appreciate the opportunity.
I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree. As a matter of fact, because it led to him because he introduced me to the Waymaker.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Now, this is, man, look, this is meant to be. This is definitely meant to be. Derek the Chainsman Smith, he's been on with me. As a matter of fact, he has several programs on this network. You can check him out each and every, Monday through Friday on his show. He has a show that airs at 11 a.m. on this network. 11 a.m. on this network. It's 10 o'clock your time, okay? And it's 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And it's called the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. Please tell your friends to tune into that. It is a great, it's entirely different from what we're doing right now, but it is a great show. It is a conglomerate. He might even have that crazy ass Deacon Otis Wicknine on there. You guys know about Wicknine? You forgive me? Tell it like it is with Deacon Otis Wicknine. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, I used to, when it was so funny to me that I copied that, right? So a lot of people thought that I was him. I said, no. This man is absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about Derek the Change Man Smith, Derek the Change Man Smith. He's a soul singer, a blues singer, a southern soul singer. He can sing R&B. He can sing the roof off the doggone place. All right. Yeah. And not only that, he's a preacher and he's a comedian.
Yes.
Producer. I mean, just an incredible man. I love him so much. And, we've been friends for going on 3 years now. And you can check him out on Monday nights, before the Monday Night Madness show. And you can hear Deacon Otis Wicknine. You can hear Deacon Otis Wicknine on Monday nights, right? Okay. Yeah. And then check, and then on Sundays, I have his sermon on this network. So you have to check that out too. So, Waymaker will tell you we are a full variety, station. People say, is this a podcast? No, a podcast doesn't last 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's get that straight right now. Okay. Yeah. All right. This is a worldwide broadcast, and we're doing everything that we can, and we invite our audience, please share it with a friend. And I don't care if they're overseas. Well, we do care because we want them there also, and we do have listeners all over the world that's listening to us. So thank you for that, and why don't we just drop this right now? I know you know what? It's never too early to drop this. It's never too early to drop this.
Come on now.
Come on. Derek the Change Man Smith.
Let me pour up another drink. Let's get it. Come on, y'all.
I can't ignore what I feel. I try to tell myself that what I feel ain't real. I cried about it.
I lied about it
to tell you the truth. I almost died about it.
Come on.
Oh, baby, I'm still crazy.
Man.
I'm crazy about still you crazy about you. Moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids.
Come on.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good. On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy about you, baby. Still crazy about you. Ooh.
listen here, baby.
Talk to us, D.
I'm trying to cause hell in your home before I give you stress. I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy about you. I wanna justify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you, Lord. I'm still crazy about you, I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Oh yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty, I heard you got his kids, but still he ain't changed your last name. Ooh baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be, now this is crazy. Crazy. Oh, crazy. Crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me, now tell me. Come on, go in, going crazy.
It's Jerry the Change Man Smith. Look,
man, sure, that fire, man.
As a matter of fact, it's funny that you said it, because I just texted a few people here, especially women here, and I had about three fire emojis on this baby. Three fire emojis on that. Man, oh man, oh man. And thank you, Derek, the Change Man Smith, because like I said, he introduced me to the Waymaker, and the rest is history.
Yes, sir.
History.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I still say, WB, that reminds me of that song, have the same effect that I Stand Accused.
Ooh!
You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's one of those songs that will be able to live for years and years and years. Because I Stand Accused never got old.
Never.
And there's a lot of people that hear that song and still got somebody that they still crazy about.
You know.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
That song touched a lot of people.
That's exactly
really
right. That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. And
just like I said, accused did.
It does. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I believe that there is a song by this young man that do write. And I know it has already touched a lot of people, but I'm not going to play it yet. Oh, I know I'm not going to play it yet, but it's going to be played. You can carry it. As a matter of fact, yes, I've walked in stores playing that song.
Wow.
Matter of fact, wow. No, check this guy. Hey, check this out. Waymaker. I walk in a store and I on purpose, I will have this radio station on my phone when I walk in the door. And people going to pay attention to you. All right. Awesome. They go, and there was one woman, I was playing some Southern Soul and I don't know exactly what artist I was playing. To be honest, right? And the woman had the nerve, and I'm standing in line. Okay. And she said, "What do you know about that?" And she had her man behind her. And I said, "Excuse me? Are you serious right now?" Waymaker dropped off. We got to come back. I'll come back with more of that story yet. In the meantime, without further ado, the Do Right Man. Let's do this.
Let's get it.
Man. Are you serious right now? Come on. Come on.
I've been thinking about it all day long, baby. Me and you sitting here. Being in love. I never loved a woman like I loved you before. You make me feel so good. Let me talk to you.
No more sin, no doctor, baby, by myself. I'm with my girl, and we are in love.
Yes, we in love.
No more sin, no doctor, baby, by myself.
Ooh, we, baby.
I'm with my girl, and we
baby.
Are in love.
And we are in love.
I'm nervous. I'm trembling. I never found a perfect love like this before.
I've been waiting too long for this love.
I've been waiting for so very long. I know what true love is all about. Now I'm sitting next to you. And you are now sitting next to me.
We'll be together for eternity.
Can I wipe away all your tears now, baby? I'm with my girl, and we are in love. No more sin, no doctor, baby, by myself. I'm with my girl, and we are in love. Oh, baby. I never love a girl like I love you. You have to love to have a girl like her. It's only a dream come true, yes. And not all the fellas in the world, my dream came true. No more sin, no doctor, babe, by myself. I'm with my girl. We are in love. No more sin, no doctor, babe, by myself. I'm with my girl. We are in love.
Baby, you're special to me. I can't breathe, I can't sleep without you. You'll always be my perfect love. And I never want to be alone again.
one hit after another hit with Do Right.
It's Grown and Sex at Night on W Studio W. Let's get it.
Get back and grab a glass.
Unknown destination with no central location. Universe is calling me while we cruising on this sea. And the music getting body swing. Grown folks everywhere. All we gotta do is relax our mind. Let the music flow.
Let the music flow.
While we hit this thing, flow
yourself. Everybody come to this dance floor. We're cruising away.
Standing in line for me and you, right on. Our captain is telling us to come aboard for our fantasy away. This gonna be special, I can tell. How the stars align. I can't wait to hit the dance floor and let the music.
We're gonna take the time. Everybody come to this dance floor.
Slow motion, having a real good time, leaving all our worries behind. This cruise is only for grown folks and sexy. Let's hit the dance floor. DJ, play that one more time for me. Yeah,
we're gonna take a sip. Everybody, come. Everybody
Melodic Sham, hey, thank you so much for listening in as well. Oh, wow. Welcome back. Cultural Excellence right here on The Buzz, baby. Studio W, The Buzz, the baddest on the planet. Hey, check somebody on that. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
man, look, we are back and with none other than Ezell D. Dillard, a.k.a. the Do Right Man. And I'm so proud to have this brother back. I was in another store today, corner store that I visit often, right? And
yes,
these cats, I introduced them to Southern Soul. Hey, Sal, if you're listening. Hey, Warren, if you're listening, my brother. I told you to tune in. I hope you are. So let me know, right? I'll be there tomorrow to check on it. You say you're going to listen in, so I'm gonna hold you accountable. Definitely.
Tell him it's a grown and sexy tonight. Let's get it.
You already know. And so I even asked Warren, Okay. And he's a white dude, right? I said, hey, man, do you know? And it really doesn't matter because we are a station and we appeal and are to everyone. Everyone's included in this because we want everyone to know about this magnificent music that we play. And I can't reiterate enough how proud I am to introduce to the world artist, Waymaker, thank you, and Derek the Changeman Smith, especially, artists that you may or may not have heard of. They are popular in their own regions. We need this to go global.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, and this where is, talent meets the world. This is what you get where talent meets the world. Studio W, the Buzz.
That's right, man. I mean, hands down, and I guarantee you, you don't get this anywhere else. Nowhere else. Hey, tune it to your favorite. Tune it to your favorite radio station, and so let's say your genre of music is soul, southern soul, blues, and things like that. And how much of that do they play for you? And not only go ahead, sir.
Well, CWB, they might can turn and hear this, that, and other, but you cannot get WB and the Waymaker.
Can't.
On their station.
Can't do it.
And then with all the talent that we bring into the table, man, they will not get that on a consistent basis.
Can't.
Right. Can't. Right. Absolutely impossible.
That's
you
right.
You got to listen to us.
And do right. You answered this question over and over again, but there's new people tune in all the time, right? And for those who have missed it or just tuning in for the first time, when did you start singing?
I started at the age of 3 from a tape recorder. I couldn't hardly talk, so grandma told me, take this tape recorder, boy, and I want to hear you Sunday. And I started from a little chair and got up on that chair and I was singing a gospel song my grandmother taught me.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir. But she noticed that I had a speech problem. So in order to fix the speech problem, she introduced music.
Isn't that something? As a matter of fact, the story that you're telling right now, I find so incredible. I've told that story to people off air. I've had friends of mine that I told a story about you, my friend. And I wanted to ask, I had to ask that question again for folks who had missed it the first time or people who were just tuning in for the first time, you see. That is absolutely amazing. And also to take it a little bit further, Waymaker, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, how brilliant was or is his grandmother?
Ooh, brilliant.
Think about that. Because I asked you the question before, and I remember. I said, was your grandmother an educator or something else higher or whatever it was? You said no.
No.
Yeah.
But, man, that is, which is lost so much today, Waymaker, common sense. Okay?
Yes.
That's brilliant. I thought that was so absolutely incredible at the age of 3.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
At the age of 3.
And I've told that story before, my friend, off air, and I'm going to keep telling it.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Because most of the smartest people don't even have a damn degree.
Yeah. Definitely. And then, too, it might be somebody else's child that's suffering the same way Do Right did, and maybe just him speaking at it and sharing to the world, it might be something that somebody else can pick up and try with their kid as well.
You just nailed it. Thank you, sir.
Can I share something with you?
Please.
You want to reach kids and education have taught that, first of all, some people learn by, in other words, interacting with animals. Some special need kids, they take horseback rides and they are able to communicate because now they're venturing out outside of their world. Mm-hmm. Some people can't speak like myself. I wasn't